It's another Mesero Monday on WGN. Oh my goodness, it's our last Mesero Monday of 2023. Tiffany Irvin, you have the honor. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. We get to go out with a bang.
It has been a great year. Oh, I wish I had prepared some great music to insert here and flowery things, but nearly 52 episodes we've done, including live broadcasts with Mesero. We love having you guys on because you take really complex things and you explain it in a very simple way. But sometimes it's the simple things that need a little bit more motivational explanation for people. And today we're going to talk about, and this is a great way to sum up the year, how do we actually accomplish our financial goals? You work with a lot of clients who probably tell you their dream, what they want, what does my retirement look like, how do I help out this area, how do I do that? And you can crunch the numbers, but you know, just like anyone else, a lot of it's psychological, isn't it?
It is. We talk about this job as being both an art and a science.
Uh-huh. And what do you find is maybe consistent in how people ultimately reach the financial success that they need?
I think one of the biggest factors, and we've read this in research and seen it obviously with our own clients, but having a plan, mm-hmm. having a written plan that you as an individual or you as a couple have looked at together, you know what your financial goals and objectives are, and going back to that plan each year, right, reevaluating where you are and taking a look at what you've accomplished within, maybe it's a 12-month, 24 months. We're talking, you mentioned retirement, maybe it's not for 5 or 10 more years, but you can see that you're getting closer and closer to your goals. It's very motivating for individuals.
Right, and the plan, I mean, it can have some goals in it, but you should write down some details. Like, what is my spending on the groceries going to be? Although that's always been going up the last couple of years. What's my spending on going out to dinner going to be? What are those budgets and how are we sticking with those budgets?
Right. It's budgets, it's spending, it's savings, it's paying down debt. It's kind of all of those things combined. What can you do first? What do you do second? Again, it's all unique to everyone's circumstances. But just seeing, as I mentioned, the accomplishment of those shorter term goals as you go along helps you see the long-term dream come to fruition. So that's what we do with our clients is we're reviewing those conversations with them on an annual basis. And we say, this was our projection. Where are we in terms of your projection from 12 months ago? Have we hit that target? If not, why? What do we need to adjust? Or maybe we've done better than that, which feels even better, of course. We're proud of that. But that's what we're looking at each year with our clients. And so you mentioned expenses, but you have to account for inflation. You've got to have some wiggle room in there. Markets aren't always going to be positive. So, you know, we stress test the plans we work on with our clients so that if there are down markets, we know that long term, they're still going to achieve those long term goals and objectives.
I want to marinate on that for a second. Stress test, meaning like, you have an algorithm or a plan that runs, here's what if the economy does X, here's what it does if it's Y, here's what it does if it's Z. It probably runs so many permutations of it, and it kind of just gives you a look under the hood at how you'd handle all those scenarios.
Exactly. We use a Monte Carlo simulation that does 1,000 different trial runs of good and positive returns on the market so that, you know, we want to make sure that the projections we're putting together for clients, what's the likelihood that they're going to run out of money or have no dollars on their last day, right?
With $0 on my last day is fine, but not on my second to last
day. Not on your second to last, exactly.
Yes, exactly. I can end at zero. That would be the goal, I guess you could. Oh, no, I want to leave some for the future and charities. Okay, fine.
Exactly.
Do you feel like people that achieve their financial goals are the ones that don't bury their heads in the sand and have a really good, they don't have to know where their 401k is every day, I'm not saying that, but their day-to-day spending, they know roughly how much is in their checking account, how much is in their savings account, what their credit card balance, generally speaking, is. Do you feel like those people are usually maybe a little more successful at this?
I think so, just because they're more engaged in that conversation. And, you know, for a lot of people, financial topics are not fun. We were talking earlier, it's boring for some people. A lot of times when you're in a partnership, one partner is engaged and the other is not. I'm always trying to convince both to be engaged, or at least to your point, know what you own, know where it's at, know how it's titled, know how to access it, and generally what the size of those assets look like. Those are all important things to know. But yes, if you're trying to hit long-term goals, you need to understand where you are today.
And I feel like we live in an age now, obviously Mesero helps with this, but there's apps out there. There's ways to keep track of your dollars a little bit. Everything is in your phone. Mm-hmm. And as long as you're safe with your passwords, et cetera, there are ways to really compute how much you have and to see it on a daily basis.
There are, absolutely. And Mesero has one as well.
There you go. Right. That's what I was going to say. Any other tips for people, just generally speaking, what to accomplish? We talked about smart budgeting, writing down those goals, being in the weeds with it all.
It's just being aware of what you have and watching it on a regular basis. Get engaged. It's important.
If not only to get your goals, but also for like the basic things of like, did someone charge more on your credit card? Now, normally the credit cards are great about letting you know that these
fraud
days.
Or,
fraud, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Yeah.
If there's one thing that this show I hope we've imparted on people this year is just to get your head out of the sand. It's like going to the doctor. No one wants to do it. Sometimes you find out, though, things are not as bad as you thought they were, and that can be motivating as well. Tiffany, it's been a great Mesereau year. We look forward to the next year, okay?
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
1-877-Mesereau, Mesereau.com.